As I read about EIA to learn more about it to prepare for tonight's conversation, I saw several instances of California animal health authorities associating EIA infection with racing quarter horses. And so it made me wonder, why is that specific population at risk for EIA?
Yeah, that's a great question, Michelle, and it's really important to us in state and federal animal health authorities right now. It's not just California, actually, but we've had at least 13 different states in which EIA has been found in racing quarter horses specifically. And that's the new group in how we have new transmission happening in the US. So iatrogenic transmission is a fancy name for transmission of a disease in which the human is involved with some sort of contaminated equipment in transmitting the disease. So instead of EIA virus being transmitted by natural transmission with the biting flies we talked about, what we have occurring in the US now is iatrogenic transmission, in which a person is unknowingly transmitting the disease between horses using equipment that's contaminated with blood from a positive horse. So that type of equipment is reuse of needles and syringes, which we all know biosecurity-wise we should never do. It's reuse of intravenous blood sets that get contaminated with blood in the line. We also have people who are double dipping into a multi-dose drug vial that gets contaminated with blood from a horse. And we have overt blood doping in the unsanctioned quarter horse racing industry, bush tracking, if you will. It's illegal horse racing in which the participants will infuse blood from one horse into the horse that's going to race in the hope of giving them a competitive advantage by giving them more red blood cells. This is similar to what we saw in the US cycling industry, another sport in which our cyclists were infusing blood into themselves to give them better oxygen carrying capacity on their red blood cells and make them a better athlete or more performance enhancing for a specific race or meet. And they're doing that in the bush track racing or unsanctioned horse racing. So this movement of blood from one horse to another is also transmitting the disease, in addition to all of the other ways that I mentioned where contaminated instruments and human involvement are transmitting that disease between horses.
So when are these infected horses being identified then, if they're being raced under the table? Is it when they go to a sanctioned track then and have to have a Coggins test for that?
Very often it is. So that's one of the ways that the sanctioned racing industry is really helping us to clean this up and identify those cases. By having an EIA test requirement to enter a sanctioned race, the horses that are coming in are tested before they arrive at the track. And this protects our sanctioned racing population at the track. But that is how we're finding a lot of the cases. The other way that I've been finding cases is with education outreach, where we have some participants in bush track racing that are becoming very savvy and that are hearing that they may be purchasing horses that may be exposed or infected with EIA. And so they're taking it upon themselves to go to a veterinarian and to get their horse tested. Sometimes it's a change of ownership, Coggins test, where we find that particular horse positive, where the owner was not going to disclose that, but the buyer was smart enough to request a test, and that may be how we find it as well.